Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros Daf Mem, Bechoros 40. In today's Daf Yomi, we look at the Mishnah on Mem Amud Aleph, and our Mishnah is discussing those things which cause an animal to have be considered to have a blemish, and therefore the animal is allowed to be slaughtered and eaten by the Kohen, when we're talking about a Bechor, a firstborn animal. So our Mishnah is discussing the male member of the animal, and so our Mishnah discusses the testicle. So it says our Mishnah, Ein lo beitzim, let's say the firstborn animal does not have testicles, or ein lo ela beitza achas, or let's say it only has one testicle, and our Mishnah will, our Gemara will amend the text and discuss why it, if it says it doesn't have any testicles, you could slaughter it for sure. If it says it doesn't have one testicle, you could slaughter it for sure. If it doesn't have any testicles, you could slaughter it. But we go on for now. Rabbi Shmuel says, Im yesh lo shnei kisin, if it has two pouches which contain the two testicles, then we say obviously it has yesh lo shnei beitzim, and it must have the two testicles. However, im lo shnei kisin, let's say this animal does not have two pouches, then im then we assume that it only has one testicle, and then it would be permitted to slaughter it, because we assume that that's a blemish. Rabbi Akiva says that if there are two pouches but only one testicle, it's not certain that just because it has two pouches it has two testicles, because we only see one testicle. So therefore the other testicle may be an undescended testicle, and we need to check whether or not the testicle is really there. So what we do, says Rabbi Akiva, is moshicho alakuzo, and umamayach, that we put the animal down on its rear and we squeeze it from its buttocks in order to see if the testicle will descend. And if that will be the case, imyesh beitza, if it has really a second testicle there, sofo etzeis, it will eventually emerge, and therefore the animal is not considered a blemish. But if the testicle does not emerge using this technique, then we say that it's obviously the case that it is a blemish. So that is Rabbi Akiva's position. And then the Mishnah tells us about an incident that Maisa Shemiech Veloyasa. There was a time where they squeezed the animal using this technique, and indeed the testicle did not emerge. And what happened was Nishchata. They slaughtered the animal, and after they slaughtered it, Nimtzeis, they found inside the animal that there was indeed another testicle, Devuka Bakasalim. It was attached to the inner parts of the thigh near the kidneys, and so that's where indeed there was a second testicle, but it didn't come out the way Rabbi Akiva had said to check it. So therefore, under these circumstances, Rabbi Akiva said, if the animal, even though it has a second testicle, if the second testicle does not emerge via this squeezing method that he outlined, that we just discussed above, that even though it has the two testicles, we're going to say that it's still considered to be a blemish, and therefore the animal is permitted to be slaughtered, and so therefore Rabbi Akiva allows you to eat it. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri prohibits it, because he says since it has two testicles, then it's therefore not considered a baal mum, a blemished animal, because we could say that the second testicle it didn't emerge through your technique, but it still was there, and so therefore he prohibited it to be eaten. So the Gemara has a little bit of different version of this case, that it was that where was the maisa, where was the incident. So our Gemara clarifies it. So the maisa, Tanya Amar Rabbi Yosi, maisa bepiron shel beis Menachem. Some say it was in the town that was called the Piron shall base Menachem. Others say that it was with the par, with the male cow of base Menachem, from the house of Menachem. Shemiech v'yotzos, that when they squeezed the animal, it didn't. Initially, the testicle did not emerge. Vinishchata v'nimtzes tefuka b'ksilim, and indeed afterwards they found it attached to this, to near the kidneys. V'hiti Rabbi Akiva v'asa Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So Rabbi Akiva allowed it, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri prohibited it. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So then we have this very sharp discussion between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Ad matay atam mekalem hamonin shel Yisrael. He says to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you're really, you know, you what you're doing, you think you're being holy and pious by prohibiting this animal, but all you're doing is you're causing the children of Israel to lose their money, because you're prohibiting for them something which is permitted. Because when we did this checking of the animal through the technique that I said is the only thing that's necessary, the testicle did not emerge. So even though afterwards we found this testicle, that's going to be concerned considered to be a blemish. And so therefore, what you're doing is you're costing, with your stringency, you're costing the Jewish people money. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri responds to Rabbi Akiva, no, ad matay tamachil Yisrael nevelos. What you're doing is you're feeding the Jewish people nevelos, which is a type of non-kosher food, an animal that wasn't slaughtered. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? It shouldn't be called nevelos. It was slaughtered. So el trefo. So you're feeding the Jewish people meat that is considered trefo. That's meat that wouldn't have been able to live for a year. Well, Gemara says, but there is no easier trefo. So that this undescended testicle is not a prohibition of a trefo. El an matay tamachal Yisrael kachim mechutz. You're feeding the Jewish people sacred food, which is the bechor outside of the temple, and that's the problem. But Rabbi Kiva's fundamental point, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, is you think that you're acting pious, but really what you're doing is that you're destroying the money of the Jewish people. And the Meiri writes in his commentary to Chulin, and anybody who comes to any time that there comes to be a halachic matter before a sage, and the sage is able to permit it in a manner without a dispute, if somebody can rely upon that opinion, that if the sage sees an opinion to rely upon, the sage must rely upon it, and he shouldn't look for stringencies. The sage should go out of his way to find ways to save the children of Israel money, and not say, oh, we'll be more pious and therefore commit more stringencies to you. And that is consistent with Rabbi Akiva's position in this Gemara.